From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agree that they will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. More from Ryan's Brooks with Reuters.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
Russian officials say that it was a homemade bomb that detonated in a St. Petersburg supermarket, injuring 10 people. That blast had the power equivalent to 200 grams of TNT filled with lethal fragments. Investigators say they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. A U.S. federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect in a human trafficking scheme that promised teenage workers an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross onto the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced from 4 to 15 years in prison. This is VOA News. A suicide car bombing at a military base in southern Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least two soldiers and wounded 15 others. Ayaz Gul reports.
What happens usually in Afghanistan, which has been gripped by this fighting for so many years, that during the harsh winter weather, particularly in December and in January, the Taliban, they scale back their battlefield attacks and they rely more on suicide bombings and guerrilla-type attacks in harsh winter weather. And that's what we are seeing, that there have been repeated suicide bombings.
Thousands of police officers are calling in sick every day in Puerto Rico, partly to press demands for unpaid overtime for hurricane recovery efforts as concerns grow over people's safety in the U.S. territory struggling to restore power. The increase in absences recently prompted Puerto Rico Police Chief Michelle Hernandez to recommend that U.S. National Guard soldiers help fill the temporary vacancies. The Pentagon said Wednesday a Christmas Eve airstrike in southern Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said the Somali government helped coordinate the operation. Liberians continue to wait for the official results after Tuesday's presidential runoff election between former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai. Both are vying to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms, the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Reuters' Scarlett Svetanovich reports.
Weah won on October with a 9-point lead over Boakai, who has found it hard to convince voters he will bring change, given he worked alongside Johnson Sirleaf for 12 years. Her rule cemented peace in the West African country after civil war ended in 2003 and brought in much-needed aid. But critics, including many of the country's young voters, say her administration was weighed down by corruption, and she did little to raise most Liberians out of dire poverty. Weah has won the hearts of mostly young people through his football performances. However, some are wary about his lack of political experience, education, and concrete policy. Whether those worries will trump hope for change will be answered in results expected in the next few days.
And a bus carrying Chinese tourists has skidded off the road in Iceland. It has resulted in one death and 12 injuries. Iceland police said the crash occurred after the bus rear-ended a car near a lava field. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama. Welcome back, the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. And there's going to be more hot rocking sounds from across the African continent that will come knocking at your doors today. So let's have some fun. Let's take a trip around Africa on disc as I bring you music from the continent that will make you shake your body down to the ground. The African Beat on the Voice of America starts today from Nigeria. My Joe featuring Too Fat, Entity Ayemi. And right after that, Nayua One, The Sound of Daddy Moose featuring Benzman from Sierra Leone and Colom, Bukbak of Ghana. But right now, Titi Ayemi by My Joe featuring Too Fat from Nigeria.
Come on. in my life, nobody has to hear out like a cop. And you get me, I'll last year out. Just forget I'm a last year out. This are the plan and the layout. Sandrine come in, fierce, tear out. If it takes 5 years, me, I go wait out. If it's in a party, I lost me, I go break out. I will never treat you bad, girl. I will never make you mad, girl. You are the one who me out, girl. If me not get you, me, I go sad, girl.
You know me hot, know me soul, know me stand, know me young. You know me everything. You know me hot, know me soul, know me stand, know me young. Baby, girl, now you are one.
From Africa and the world, VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
I don't know what's happening with that rule.
Kodum, Kasekou. Kodum, Kodum, Kodum. Kodum, Osumane Anin, baby. Kodum, Bakume Yama Toudum. Kodum, Osumane Anin, baby. Kodum, Bakume Yama Toudum. Kodum, Mama Toudum. Kodum, Anin, baby. Kodum, Mama Toudum. Kodum, Anin, baby. Kodum. Yeah. Kodum. I know what Kume Mwe, baby. Kodum. Kodum, Osumane Anin, baby. Kodum, Bakume Yama Toudum. Kodum, Osumane Anin, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, by the buck, the state and my fans no be small. My body be sack on the butter, bro. For same into me, mean the body. Yeah. Oh, baby. Me rip plantain chips, you know, maintain hips, come out to 40. Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, hey, man. Kim and me white, be some beef fat, New York, me fans to your mouth. Me family who's second in me dressing my Wakanda. Me will goose go, me chip VIP for X4. I got sponsor the game like Astro and Bookie Co. X-ray, boogie, that we got for we on tour. Any yabba go, they pine your love, I won't fall like Fulham.
Yeah.
Fulham, put some money on in, baby.
Fulham,
fuck with me.
The sound of Book Bag from Ghana, Hot Beat, and before that, Now You Are Want, Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone, featuring Ben's Man, Antity Ayemi, by My Joe, featuring Too Fat of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, classical African music coming to you. The best of African sounds comes only to you from the Voice of America's African Beat.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the African Beat as I continue to take you around the continent with beautiful sounds. Zakubona, the sound of Ben Mugesha, the Ben of Rwanda. And we move to Mali with Tatasira by Emi Koita and Mambo Yoyo by Ricardo Lembo of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now, let's take a trip to Rwanda, the Ben Mugesha in Zakubona.
Janorukundo, we get the Kujirwa. Wow, it is so good. I come back and I can't eat. Urukundo. We'll be right back.
kosa ukimisishira niko byiyongera bigatuma mbona ko yukubaruta bose tamasi ningira inyota ijoro ije ngutegereje itukisereza kubona
Zakubona, Never get
Mambo Yo-Yo by Ricardo Lemvo of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that, Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali, and Zakubona by Ben Mugisha, the Ben of Rwanda. To all my friends out there in Rwanda, I'm sure you're all having a wonderful time. This is the Voice of America's African Beat, and I am David Vande. Stay tuned, more music coming to you. The best music comes from Africa. An African beat gives you the best of the best. From Benga to Juju, Hip Life to Bunga Flavor, Afrobeat to Ndombolo, and Makossa to Kwaito. All happening right here on the African beat of the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. With me, your host, David Van. The African beat on the Voice of America. You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and you leave your message. And now, let's take an email which says, "Hello, presenter of African Beat. I am so impressed whenever I listen to your program. May God give you more wisdom. I wish you a prosperous life. May you live long like Methuselah. My regards goes to my lovely sis, Ringtong Solomon, in Jalingo, Taraba State, Mr. Gordon Johanna, Mr. Gamidan Johanna, young officer, Pastor Dimlura Jaffet, and Mrs. Meridi Johanna. All of Dikir Song of Adamawa State in Nigeria. This one is from your regular listener, Godfrey Johanna Oromia from Abuja, Nigeria. Remain blessed." Thank you very much, Godfrey. And something really good is coming out to you. So for all my friends out there, not forgetting the Vandy Fan Club in Zaria, Nigeria. And all my friends out there, not forgetting you, Ambassador Emmanuel Gabari, for doing such a wonderful work out there. And hey, Lady Kate, you are doing a marvelous job. And so my next piece of music from Cote d'Ivoire will go to all of you guys. And this time, Magic System in Ongau, Auran. And right after that, Kalikania by Bakari Dembele of Burkina Faso, and then A Great Day by Esther Nkatha from Kenya. But right now, let's do some hot beat, hot African music. Angau Auran by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire.
Ryan B. Fever. Hey, bro. Boris Kahn, Mohamed Lamine. Aïe. Magic System. Mon copé. Aïe. C'est le son du tiers, mon écoute, on est entre nous. Depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi. Et ce son, c'est fait pour vous.
Doucement, on s'installe tout doucement. Fais comme tu le veux, ouais, fais comme tu sens. Comme on...
dit là-bas, c'est 100%. Aïe, 100%. Ouais, gros.
Day by Esther Nkata of Kenya, and before that, Kale Kanya by Bakari Dembele of Burkina Faso and Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire in Angaou Aouran. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Relax, I'll be right back, and we continue with more music.
What's up, people? This is your boy Kobe Maxwell. You listen to African Beat with David Vandy. Love it, like it, enjoy it.
All right, welcome again to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And we continue to take a tour around the African continent with some beautiful music.
Don't live in two gods.
Jabulani, the sound of Lorraine Clasen of South Africa. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. So then, I am David Vandy here in Washington. Say bye-bye.